Klal Yisrael, now on Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Bahaloscha, here in Eretz Yisrael, are feeling broken and lost without Reb Gershon Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Maybe in the Avtaira we can find a message to help us move on. The Avtaira, which is twice a year, read in Shul, Parshas Bahaloscha and Shabbos Chanukah, has a number of themes, but we can break them down maybe into three parts. The third part of the Avtaira is about a menorah, which Zechariah visioned, and that would seemingly, of course, be connected to Shabbos Chanukah or Bahaloscha, which speaks about the menorah. The beginning of the Avtaira speaks about how the Shekhinah will once again come back, return to Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. And that, of course, is again connected to Chanukah and the Menorah, like the Gemara in Shabbos says, that the point of the Menorah, or one of the points of the Menorah, is being an eidus, a testimony, that the Shekhinah is Shaira in Klal Yisrael. But then there's the middle part of the Avtaira, the story of Yehoshua the Kohen Gadol, whose children had married out, and he was supposed to give them Musar, and he himself was being held accountable for their behavior. And what does this have to do with the parsha? So you could say it's not such a bakasha, you know, the beginning and the end is, so they put it in the middle, that's no problem. They don't want to skip, but maybe we could say a bit of a mahalach today. We're going to be saying Mirt Hashem today a little bit from the Panim Yafes, the Halakha of the Baal Panim Yafes, which is the author of the Hafla and the Makneh, Rav Pinchas Halevi Horowitz, and then from the Sefer Karen LeDavid, which is a brother to the Arugas HaBaisa. So, let us begin. The Haftarah has a pasuk, a very famous pasuk, in the middle section, when Yeshua Kohen Gadol is being given Musar, he's told, Kayamar Hashem Tzavokais, Im Bedrachai Teleich Ve'im Es Mismrati Sishmar. If you do everything you're supposed to, v'gam matah tadin es beisi, v'gam tishmar es chatzeroi, if you go on my ways, you keep all the chumis d'rabbanon, and you judge Klal Yisrael, and you protect the Beis HaMikdash, then, says Zechariah, v'nasati l'cha mahalchim bein ha'imdim ha'ela, I will give you the opportunity to go, to travel, to move between those who are standing. And it's very famous that this pasuk means to say that a lot of Sfarim explain this, a lot of Rishonim, that the Aimdim are referring to Malachim. In the vision here in Zechariah, Yeshua is having a discussion with a Malach. And a Malach is called an Aimed. A Malach doesn't have 2 feet, does not have 2 feet, so he can't even symbolically walk. He only has 1 foot, that's why we stand with our feet together on Shemoneh Esrei. We're attempting to be a Malach at that moment. And a malach can only fly from one place to the other. The Gemara calls it jumping, sort of like a grasshopper, from one place to another. But a malach is called an oimed. And a human being with 2 feet, who has ups and downs, is called a mahalich. Someone who goes, who steigs, who grows, who changes, who develops. And the Targum himself stresses his Targum Nason here on the pasuk says, Ve'etein loch riglin mahalchin beis sarfaya ilayin. I'll give you feet to go amongst these srafim, a type of malach called a saraf. You'll be able to walk between them. So the malachim are oimdim, but you, Yeshua, you have a chance to go along and repent and fix up your family because you're a mahalach. It's not set in stone. That's the pasuk. So the hafla'a, in a number of places, most famously in Sefer HaMakneh, in the Hakdama to a Sefer on Kedushin, the Hafla speaks about this pasuk, and he says that this pasuk explains to us that a malach is someone who there's no chance of him changing. The way Rafal HaMalach was 3,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago, is the same way he is today. He's special, he's unique, he's an amazing malach, but he has not changed. He has not grown. He's not become a bigger Eved Hashem. He doesn't have that bechira to change and become a more chashav malach. the way he was then, that's the way he is now, and so is with all malachim. But a human being, a person, could change, could grow. That's why there's a famous machlekes, Rabbeinu Saadia going to the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, and Rabbeinu Saadia going to Emunas V'Deis. Is a person greater than a malach? Because he starts some smaller, but maybe the fact that he can grow and grow would make him, in a way, greater than a malach. Machlekes Rishonim. And the Machna says, that's the pshat of the pasuk in Tehillim, why it says, Yehallelu Hashem Hashem, we say this every day in davening, Gihu Tzivav Nivra'u, he created a list of things, the Shemesh, the Erech, and Malachim, Vayamidein La'ad La'olam, and that's how they will always be. Vayamidein, they're Oimdim, they stay in that place forever. The Tzvah Shemayim, all the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shemayim will never change. And that's why, in Tehillim, they are praising Hashem more because they're not scared of failing. They're not scared of dropping, of falling. They know that they're always going to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch. Human beings are nervous. So the Bri itself is a precarious situation. Are we going to be matzliach? Like the Gemara says about people. Nayach lo shaloi nivra. It's maskana of the Gemara. Better maybe not to have been created. But they were created in perfection. There's no problem. That's why they're always singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Machna says, a very, very famous vart of his. Says, the Gemara says in a number of places that if your Rebbe is like a malach, then he should be your Rebbe. But if your Rebbe is not like a malach, says the Gemara, you should leave him and look for a new malach. Right? The Gemara darshan is a pasuk in the Haftarah, Parshas Toldos, Ki malach Hashem tzvokisu, pasuk in Malachi, Im rabo idoim la malach Hashem tzvokis, yivakish tarim mipiu, ve'im lav, if you're not like a malach, leave him. What does this mean? He says, it means to say that even though a human being always wants to grow, become a hailech, but a Rebbe is willing to give up from his own growth, his own steiging, he could be learning another mesachta, getting a new mahalach, instead he spends time with his talmidim, so he stopped his own growth, and he became like a malach, an oimid. Is giving up his hailech to be an oimid. That's the Rebbe you should look for. Someone who's willing to give up from himself, be mevater on his own steiging, and become a Rebbe and teach. He's willing to teach them with a smile, with ava, even though he might be losing out. It seems he might be losing out. And you shouldn't think, says the Parim Yafi, is he really losing out? Because of course he's not losing out. Batach bale vala v'shalo lo yachzar. He doesn't lose anything. Like Rashi says in Parshas Ba'aloyscha, here we have already one connection, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when all the 70 Nevi'im start to say Nevu'ah from him, he didn't lose out any years of Nevu'ah, and Rashi gives a mashal to when you light a candle from another candle, none of the original candle diminishes, the flame doesn't get any smaller. So too Moshe Rabbeinu, when he gave over his Nevu'ah, he didn't lose out, and this Rabbi is actually, even though it seems he might be losing out, ultimately he's not going to be losing out. And this is the Rabbi who's willing to give up over, and maybe he can't spend as much time learning what he would want to learn. This Rebbe is someone who's like a malach. He's willing to be an oimed and not be a hailech. It's very famous that the Parim Yafis' Talmud, the Haflaz Talmud, the Chasam Sofer, in a number of places, in Akdama, to Tshuvis, and here and there, and many, many places, Rabbi Shalosky once showed me a whole list of places where the Chasam Sofer does this, speaks about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu prefers Avraham Avinu over Chanoich. And this is going in the Mahalach of his Rebbe. Chanoich was someone who Chazal tell us turned himself into a Malach. There's a Mandiyamer in the Gemara that the Malach Mem Tes, Malach Matat, is indeed Chanoich. Tais has a whole discussion about it, but it's indeed Chanoich. And the Pasuk says that Chanoich was growing and growing in his Avayas Hashem, but he had no Talmidim. He didn't famously have anybody who he gave it over to. And that's found in the Pasuk that it says by Chanoich, says the Chasam Sofer, Chanoich was always a Hailech. He never stopped to be Oymed to teach it over to somebody else. All he did was grow and grow and grow. He didn't stop to help anybody else. It was very special. It was very nice. He was a big tzaddik. And Hashem took him away. Ve'einenu, gilokach ha'isal. You know what ve'einenu means? Ve'einenu means nothing left from him. Anybody know any chedushim from Chanoich? You want to say over something that Chanoich did? Nothing. But Avraham Avinu, he spent so much time helping people, teaching Goyim, and Nefesh HaRasa B'charon. He gave up from himself, from his own steiging, just to be spend time with simple people. And the Chassam Sofer brings diukim from the Rambam and Sukkim. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I prefer Avram Avinu. Avram Oyavi, doesn't say Chanoich Oyavi. Chanoich became a malach very sweet of Chanoich. But Avram Avinu was bigger. He became someone that actually gave up from himself and for others. And again, like we said, and we'll see, of course he didn't really lose out. That's the greatest Tailach in the world. Someone who's willing to give up for others. But on the surface, it looks like he's willing to be an Oymed instead of being a Hailach. We'll come back to Mirt Hashem to this Panim Yafis soon. So that's why says the Panim Yafis. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu, V'diber Hashem Panim El Panim, and then it says V'shav El Amachre. Moshe Rabbeinu himself, whenever he spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was being a Hailach. But V'shav El Amachre means he went back to Klai Yisrael, he went back to being an Oymed, because he was willing to give up and now go back to being an Oymed, being with them. That's Veshav. He like went back down to maybe his lower level, not being a Harlech. And that was the Gevalikar of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Panim Yafis says a beautiful thing. That is why Rabbi Preda, listen to this, you're going to love this. Rabbi Preda, who taught his Talmud 400 times, the Gemara says, right, he taught his Talmud over and over and over. He had this Talmud, had a hard time getting it. And one time the Talmud missed it, and then Rabbi Preda went and taught it to him another 400 times. A Baskel came out and said that he can have 400 extra years to live. And Rabbi Preda, the Amar, lived 400 years. Why? Says the Chassam, says the Panim Yafis, because he was giving up of his time for other people. So he lost out on his steiging, maybe. So Rabbi Shem gave him an arichus yomim. He should be able to live longer to imashim all that which he had in steig. So he didn't lose out anything. And he says the Panim Yafis, because he was willing to give up being a hailech and just being an oymid for his talmidim, that's a pshat in the pasuk that says, David HaMelech says, tzaddik, get ready for this good one, tzaddik, katamar yifrach. Tamar is a tree. It doesn't get so tall, and it's a fruit tree. There's peiris. You see, it's growing, steiging, and other trees are coming out of him. Ke'erez balavana yiska. But like an erez, it gets super, super tall. But erez has no peiris. So he's growing himself. He doesn't have peiris. So again, let's clarify. The tamar is the one who has tamidim. But he doesn't grow so tall. The erez grows very, very tall, but he has no tamidim. So if he's focused on being a tamar, then Hashem will give him the mile of erez also. He's focused on having fruit, and having tamidim, on being mamshech the mesayra, even though he loses out and spending time with others, listening to other people's tzaras, he'll still be zaycha to become like an erez. So tzadik atamar yifrok erez vavon yiske, shesulim beveis Hashem. And he's in the beis Hashem, he's in the beis medrash, and he's helping other people. Hashem will help him grow. Which means Hashem will give him old age. Why old age? To mashlim all the time that he helped others, he'll get it back. And then he'll be able to steig then. And that's why it says in the brachas and parashat Bechukosai, V'salachti b'sechachem, I'll help you, even though maybe you were aiming here and there for me, says Hashem, I will keep giving you the experience of being a salachti. So that's why the taka keep growing. That is a part of my office in a number of places, based on our Yisayid and Haftarah of the aiming and the Hailach. So the Karen the David takes this weiter with a couple of ha'aris. First of all, there's a famous pasuk in Tehillim, very important. Pasuk says, and Kuf Lamentes says the pasuk, Achoy Vakedim Sartani, Hashem, you created me backwards and forwards. Many pshatim what this pasuk means. He says, you know what it means? You created me as a human being. What is a human being? A malach stays in one place. I am an Achoy Vakedim. I'm either going backwards or going forwards. Person doesn't stay how he was yesterday. You always are moving. You're on the go. You're nomadic. You can't be the same. You're either going to be slipping backwards or going forward. Like it's famous, the Alter from Navarre teaches, there's no such thing as doing something pyre in this world. You're either growing or you're falling back. Aruch HaShulchan speaks about that at the beginning of his Sefer. Every person, every yid, is either steigen, becoming a better yid, or chas v'shalom, becoming the opposite. Every single moment. As opposed to a malchus ha'omer, says, oh, I am. I'm always going to be changing, so you better get going, you better change. And now we understand a little bit more, probably, maybe, we could say we understand more why Rashad Yagoin was going along and always doing tshuva for the day before, because now he realized now he can even go forward, he can even go more forward, even go more forward. Pasuk in Mishlei, Parakafei, it says, Ubimkoim b'doylim al tamid. Don't stand where the g'doylim are. Well, we could explain this pasuk in the following way. When you become a gadol, when you become great, al tamid, don't stop. Don't be satisfied, because if you're satisfied, chas v'shalom, you're going to slip back. You have to keep moving forward. And there's a Messiah, says the Karen of David, the brother of Aruga Savoysam. There's a Messiah four times the word haloich in Chumash. Haloich, four times. It says, by Avraham Avinu, haloich v'nasaya hanegba. By the Mabel, there's two pesukim. It says, haloich v'chasar, haloich v'shoiv. The water was getting less and less, or the water was returning to its original state. And there's a pasuk by Yitzchak, haloich v'gadel, how he was growing and growing and becoming richer. These four haloichs are connected. Because a person is haloich v'nasaya. A person is always going, he's traveling. Either haloich v'gadel, or haloich v'chasar. Either he's growing, or he's becoming less. And if he's chas v'shalom misses it, haloich v'shoiv is not too late. Do tshuva. You go back, become who you were before. There's another Messiah. Twice the word v'yisalachti appears in Tanakh. In Mechukaisai, v'yisalachti v'saychachem, like we said before. And there's a passage in Tehillim Chavav, which says, v'yisalachti ba'amitecha. David says, I will go in your truth. Pshat is like this. We have the famous rule that the Chamayim tell us, tanug tamidi, einoi tanug. A pleasure which is the same thing every single day, constant, is not pleasurable. If you have a dish that you enjoy, an ice cream flavor that you like, if you start having it every single day, the enjoyment will go away. You'll lose it. It'll become the opposite. It really, really won't be geschmack anymore. So there has to be a schachos. There has to be a change. So David HaMelech says, "V'is halachti b'amitacha." With your truth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I go. I don't just repeat it. Right? Think about it. Is there anything more boring than saying the same Shemona Esrei three times a day if there's no change in thought? You just repeat the words? There has to be a hischachos. You have to think about it and have a new meaning and connect to it. And from today's perspective, from the way things are today, to go over from what happened in the last couple hours with your new experiences, that's how you approach Shemona Esrei. And something new happens. You're having a new kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'salachti b'amitacha. With your truth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm growing. I'm getting to know you more and more. And Hashem says back, V'yisalachti v'sechachem. And your experience with me back, with the Shekhinah, will also be, you're going to find a schachus, and it will be new for you all the time. Tana Deve Elio, Kol Ashoineha Lachais B'chol Yoyim, Muftach Lo Yishabin Olam Haba. So Pashtub Shat, Kol Ashoineha Lachais, he learns Halachas. But we could say, a little bit Chassidish, Kol Ashoineha Lachais is, he changes it. Changes halachos. He changes the way he goes. Halichas olam loy. He changes the way he's going here. He's going there. He's always having a new brand, a new geschmack. He's not going in the same way. Then he's a ben olam haba. Doesn't just repeat things. He repeats it, but with a new understanding. He thinks about it again, contemplates it anew, with a freshness. And now, of course, we can go to the beginning of the parsha, and we'll already see a connection, a very strong connection to the Haftarah. Says the Karen LeDavid, beginning of the parsha, everybody knows, Aaron HaKohen is instructed about the menorah, and what does it say? Vayas kein Aharon. Chazal tell us, Rashi brings, Lahagid shivchoi shal Aharon shelo yishino. He didn't change. Everybody asks, what's the havamina? Why would you think that Aaron would change from what he was instructed to do? Many, many, many pshatim on this Rashi. I think there are hundreds of pshatim on this Rashi. But Karen LeDavid says, nice little pshat, maybe a little fart, maybe you could call it. Shina also means to repeat, right? Vishinantam levanecha, l'shanein, to go over and over something. Melamed shaloi shina. Aaron didn't just repeat the dry actions. It was always done with a newness, a different way, with today's experiences, with today's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch. It wasn't done in a robotic fashion. L'hagid shivchei shal Aaron shaloi shina. Not a lesson of changing, here it's a little bit the opposite. Shalashini didn't just repeat it. It wasn't just a dry repetition. It was done with a bren. Because Aaron was a hailech. He wasn't an oimid. And again, that will give us a very solid connection, l'chaira, to for this part of the haftarah also, to the parsha. Karen Ledavid has another couple of nice ha'aris with this important yisoid. Moshe Rabbeinu, he is judging Klal Yisrael, all himself, from morning to night, and Yisroi comes, and Yisroi has a bit of a problem with the way he's running things, and Yisroi says to him, I don't like the way you're doing things, you have to change everything around, you better do it like this and like that. And then he says to him, Im es hadavar hazeh ta'aseh, v'tzivcha elikim v'yachot amoid. If you do what I said, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we'll back it and agree with it, v'yachot amoid, you'll be able to stand. You know what it means to stand? Because Moshe Rabbeinu also was trying to give up from being a hoylich to being an oymed for Klal Yisrael's sake, to teach him. Moshe Rabbeinu. He wanted to be an oymed. But Yisrael says to him, the way you're running things, you're going to fall apart. You won't even be an oymed at that. You're going to get nothing. You're not going to grow yourself. You're not going to help them grow. If you do what I say, the way I'm instructing you, v'yachot amoid, then you'll be able to be an oymed the way you want. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu, in his humility, he's attempting to be an oymed. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu would have been much more than just an oymed. And he also explains, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, when Yisrael tells Moshe Rabbeinu that if you do my thing, what should you do? Yisrael says, my plan is, you should have a whole system, and then vizarta esem esachukim esatayris, you should instruct them, but like one time, you know, to the top leaders, and they'll pass it down to the smaller guys. And the Gemara at the end of Elam Tzias, and Daf Lamed, darshes all these words, and the Gemara says, which, not Rashi B'Metziah, but they bring Rashi in another place, writes, Beis Chayeh means Torah, Mashah brings. Beis Chayeh means to teach them a life of Torah. And then, HaDerech Yelchuba, the Gemara Darshan's Derech is referring to, Yelchu is referring to Bikur Chayelim, and Va is referring to Kvura, which means, according to this, it comes out, as if Yisrael is saying, if you teach your children how to live a life of Torah, then even B'Kvura, you can still be a Heilich. Even upon death, you can still be a Heilich. How? Your children continue your legacy. So even though now you can't really grow anymore because you're an Olam Haba, but they could continue to pass on and grow. And they're carrying the torch to the next generation. And they're growing. It's all in your merit. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, you know why Moshe Rabbeinu is considered the greatest ever? Like, come. Maybe somebody will get up like him. How can the Torah doesn't leave Bechira? Maybe somebody will get up and be on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah says, Leikam Kamaisha. You know why? Because anything anybody grows is always on Moshe's merit. He was Moshe Rabbeinu, so as much as we grow, he's getting schar for it. We're helping him be a Heilich. We're helping him continue. And that's Pshat. Vayelach Moshe. At the end of the Torah. Vayelach Moshe. What does it mean, Vayelach? Vayelach Moshe. Moshe's gegang. Where'd he go? What's going on? Rashi's, but all the Mefarshi HaTorah are concerned. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu go? The answer is that Moshe Rabbeinu was the most perfect person. Right? It says in the same pasuk, it says at the beginning of Vayelach, it says, he says, Chazal said he had 120 perfect years, he never did anything wrong, he was amazing, he was perfect. And L'chayr is at the end of his life, he can't go anymore. It says Moshe Rabbeinu, I still can be a goer. Vayelach Moshe, how? Because he taught Klal Yisrael what to do. And by them continuing it, they're helping him be a Hoilech. They're helping him go on and on. They're helping him continue to grow. The Alshech writes about Noach. That Noach, the reason why the main Noach, the reason why the Marvel is called Mei Noach and Navi, is because he didn't give them Teichacha. He didn't give them proper Teichacha. You know why? We could say Noach wanted to be like Chanoich. Noach was inspired by Chanoich, right? He's a four Avram. And he said, I don't want to stop and give people too much mustard, because what's going to happen to my own Avodas Hashem? So we had good Kavanas. He was a tzaddik. But he wasn't like Avram Avinu. Taisis Anida Daf Yud Zayin says, the Gemara says, on Daf Yud Zayin Anida, that a tzaddik takes his nails, when he cuts his nails from his fingers and toes, and buries them in the ground, because they have a tumah on them, and dangerous for people. A chassid, says the Gemara, burns his nails. So Taisus brings from the Aruch, why is a chassid someone who burns, and a tzaddik someone who buries them? So Taisus brings from the Aruch, it's very famous, everybody knows this already, that a chassid is willing to give up and put himself in danger in order that other people shouldn't be hurt. And even though burning the nails could somehow hurt you, Kabbalistic, they could do something to you, but it's worth it for him to burn them, that nobody should ever come to getting hurt from his nails. Again, there's a tumah on the nails. So you see from Taisus that a chassid is someone who's willing to go along and be heard for others. A tzaddik is someone who just does what's right. We find this concept many times. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chaf, says that a chassid is willing to give up from his own money. Right? That's why the Lefnei Mishuras is willing to do others. So we can understand that's why Noach is called a tzaddik. Because he did the right thing. But he was a chaylich. He wasn't giving up for others to becoming an oimid. But Avraham Avinu, Chazal referred to him here and there as a chassid. He's the one who develops chassid. But Noach is called tzaddik b'doiraisav, because he didn't have that much talmidim, his children, but he didn't save the world. And it says, Esel ikim is haleich Noach. That's what Noach did. He was a haleich, but he wasn't willing to go along and be an oimid. That's why Hashem tells Noach, boy, ata alateva, you and your family are coming in, but just you, without the world. Ki oischa ra'isi tzaddik lefonai. Because you're a tzaddik, but you weren't zeche to be a chassid, to go along and help others. But, like we said, even when our goal is to be a chaylich as much as possible, and we should be and can be an oimid if we're helping others and inspiring others. But otherwise, you have to be chaylich every moment. And even if someone passes on, like we said, there's an opportunity to go along and help him continue being a chaylich, even from our point of view. Tzadikim ein lemenucha lemozel abo yelchu michael chayil. They're chaylich. That's how they live their lives. But we can also go along and help them be a chaylich. We can help anybody be a chaylich if we go along and we continue on ma'isim tovim in their name. So yes. Reb Gershon was nifter, and Klal Yisrael suffered a tremendous aveda, and we feel like we're stuck. We're oimed. What's going to be with us? How are we going to be able to continue? Well, the answer is that we have to move on. We have to, whatever kaiches, whatever lessons, the tremendous musr which we were zechir for a bunch of years already, which was given out in the shuls from all the shmuzim from Reb Gershon. Which has been translated also into English by Rebecca Manchu Shlita, and all the Torah and the Chidushim and the inspiration and the dedication to Torah and the Hasmada Neirah from when he was a little boy, which was legendary. I heard about this years ago. We have to continue to learn from that, and we are obligated to go along and keep on moving on and not stay frozen now and stuck because of Gershon was Nifter. That's his legacy. That's what he wanted. That we should continue being Talmidim of his. Because he was an Oymid for us. He spent hours just learning Yeshiva Masechta over and over and over again. Yeah, he knew Shas, I mean, his manims, I'm here, from there, from other times. But his Iker learning was always, and these are the Rambam and Yeshiva, they give up from their learning to go along and help the Talmidim when they could be growing. They could just be staying in Kailo, which is also a great thing. But these people who have a calling to Yeshiva, they're willing to be an Oymid for everybody else to be a Heilich. So we owe it to go along and grow and continue steiging in Asmada and being a Heilach. And then, even though Reb Gershon was Nifter, we'll be Zeiche to see him again and be able to say, yes, Rosh Hashiva, we continued with the lessons that you taught us. And we were Holchim because you were Oymid for us. Mm-hmm. We were Holchim. We were Oymid for our Talmidim, for people that are inspired by us. Because we want to be Zeicha, like the Navi says, to be Mahalchim, Beina Oimdim Eila. Look at Shabbos, Pesurus Tavis.